And we are back with another edition of Living Out Loud podcast. I'm Barbara Venezia. Look for us on Facebook. I'm here in the studio with my co-host Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Bien.
So, yes, you know what? In February when we were podcasting last time, you guys all said, oh, we need a Facebook page. We need a Facebook page. So I actually did make one.
Okay. We need Instagram, though. Everybody's on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. We will take a picture and we'll Instagram.
I'm on Instagram, too.
Instagram, too.
Yeah, but that's where all the kids are, and that's where we need to be.
Look
for hashtag
people.
Cupcake.
Hashtag cupcake. Yes.
Winner.
Hashtag cupcake and sprinkles, right?
Yes.
You're the cake and he's the
frosting.
I'm
the cake. She's the frosting.
I'm the sprinkles.
Yes, straight.
You're the empty calorie.
I'm the prettiest calorie, though, right?
You certainly are.
Sprinkles are tiny.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
I must tell you that my husband keeps on texting me. He is so enjoying the show.
I'm so glad because
Stan. Where's Stan?
You know what? I'm glad because I worry that we're having fun, but
nobody else is.
You know,
well,
like we're the joke, right?
Yeah.
In the booth, we've got Mike, Anne Marie, and Tim, and they seem to be quite entertained.
Yes, and I'm glad Anne Marie's here. I love Anne Marie.
Yeah,
love Anne Marie.
So they're having fun. However, Stasha the Wonder Dog has been sleeping through our whole podcast.
Oh my God,
she's out. Not interested.
They gave her doggy pot.
Is that doggy Xanax?
Yeah. Maybe? No, doggy marijuana. That's what the movie was talking about.
That's right. On our podcast about marijuana, we did talk about that.
If you gave chickens marijuana and you ate a thigh, would you get stoned?
Oh, I wonder.
I wonder, huh? Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't eat the thighs.
Edible animals.
Too much calories in the thighs, right?
I don't know. It doesn't look like you eat much, quite frankly.
He eats a lot.
I do eat a lot.
Then he vomits.
Me and the housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah, yeah. We all vomit together.
Hey, so housewives of Beverly Hills, I hear you're hanging out with Lisa Vanderpump.
You know what's so funny? I had some
friends. She is the nicest housewife.
She appears very nice.
We had them on our show.
We've had her on like three times.
She's really nice.
She's a big supporter of our
show.
We
had other housewives on our shows. Let me tell you what.
The only one I know is Heather DeBrow, and I love Heather from Orange County.
We haven't had her on.
But that's Orange County Housewives.
Yeah, I know, but that's the only housewife I know.
Two adult men in this studio who are watching housewife shows.
I didn't say I watched it. I've known Terry DeBrow, her husband, for like, I work with them.
Okay, you have an excuse. He's a plastic surgeon, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Don't look at me like that. Okay. Yes, he is.
We love plastic surgeons. What are you talking about?
We do. We love plastic surgeons. Okay, but you can't go too far.
Right, no.
Because then you get that Michael Jackson vibe.
Especially a guy. We have a smaller threshold. Right, we can't go like women. Women go like they go overboard, right? And then their faces get all so like crazy jacked up. But they, I think,
I've seen crazy jacked up guys.
No, that's
where
what I'm saying.
We live in West Hollywood.
Yeah, there's some crazy jacked up faces.
Yeah,
but no, I'm saying women can have a jacked up face, but they can kind of get away with it because they're a woman. When a guy does it,
and
it's
they
like
can you, make it up.
They can paint it up. Yeah, they can. It's like painting
even though West Hollywood got a lot of guys paint it up.
That's true. Yeah,
that's right. You guys both live in West Hollywood.
Yeah, well, I live in Hancock Park.
So. Oh, excuse me.
You're slumming in West Hollywood.
No, West Hollywood is a very fancy neighborhood.
So
what are you talking
expensive
about?
Now. It's
oh my God,
it's crazy.
I know.
Everything in California is crazy expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to switch tracks on you for a minute and ask you if there is Zika virus in West Hollywood.
What's a Zika virus?
Oh, you're kidding. You don't know what Zika virus is?
What is that?
I'm not trying to make you appear ignorant.
No, but
you're doing a good job yourself.
Okay. That's
it's
it.
Getting
I've had
tough
all right.
In here.
He's taking off his earrings. All right. I'm just, you know, I love you. You know, right?
I love you too.
Okay,
I know,
you.
But his world, okay, Dr. Jorge, you have to understand that Renee's world surrounds about fashion and beauty. He's not into the icky sickness stuff.
I bring the glamour to this show. Come on.
No, you're right. Yeah. I'm kind of jealous because all I deal with is pus and gunk.
You're dealing with sicknesses. Diarrhea. I'm dealing with, you know.
Diarrhea. Yeah. It's diarrhea to you, but it's bread and butter to me.
Oh!
That's what I make my money from. All right.
Okay.
So let's talk about Zika virus.
Yeah. Fill me in. I want to know. Because I'm sure there's other listeners out here that don't know what this is.
And
I bet you not.
Okay. I must tell you, I'm going to confess on myself. I know the name of it, but every time I've heard it on the news, I kind of tune it out. And I'm with Renee. I really don't understand it or know what it is.
Zika.
viruses. We've talked a lot about viruses. I love this because I tend to think that if there's going to be an end to civilization, it's going to come through viruses.
Okay, so are viruses coming from outer space? I saw a show on that.
Oh, my God, no. And you know what I have? And never mind. I have people.
I saw a show on the History Channel.
Did the Martians come down in a UFO
spread it around? Certain religions believe that, you know, that did happen and that everybody gets their own planet.
Scientology. Right?
I won't say anything.
No. The show said that because there's constantly meteorites and everything entering our atmosphere from different parts of the galaxy, that as they enter the galaxy, there's microorganisms on them, and that's what's contributing to these new strains of viruses.
All right. I think that's possible. I don't think that's what's happening. Let me tell you what I think's happening. First of all, viruses have been around forever, longer than we have been around. So viruses cannot...
And they could be from outer space.
Whatever. Yes, they could be from outer space. No, somebody said they're from Cuba.
It's coming from our control room.
I'm the only virus.
I think it's
him. I'm the only virus from Cuba. All right, and I'm going to make you sick. So,
but if it wasn't a meteorite coming through, once it hits through the atmosphere, doesn't it like turn into fire? Wouldn't it all die anyway?
That's the whole point. Yes,
right.
But maybe some of it survives, and maybe viruses can get dormant. So I'm not completely excluding that. But,
okay.
All right, but viruses, and we're going to get to Zika eventually. All right, so viruses cannot make more viruses without infecting some organism because they don't have the DNA necessary. So that's why the flu virus has to get into your lungs, the hepatitis virus has to get into your liver, and then they make more viruses. In the meantime, they make the organism that they're using as a host sick. So basically, viruses are little parasites.
Okay.
Let's start with that. In Brazil and Venezuela, they have found these babies that have been born with small heads called microcephaly, right?
Wow.
There is also a virus out there that was discovered maybe 5 years ago called Zika.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that the Zika virus just sort of gave you like a small flu and you didn't feel, you know, you felt better after a few days. What they've discovered is that almost 100% of these children that have been born to parents, right, that have the microcephaly and they eventually die, were infected with the Zika virus from the parents. So it really is affecting Brazil and that area to the point where it is affecting people not going to the Olympics because they don't want to catch this. Yes. And it's carried by a mosquito.
Those damn mosquitoes.
It's carried by a mosquito.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that mosquitoes carry what other?
Malaria.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of other things. Dengue fever, all these other things.
Yeah.
So
they come up from Colombia, right? And they come up to South America, up to Los Angeles.
Well, and they have the cocaine hidden in their proboscis.
How do they travel so far?
Well, that's what they're thinking. You can find those mosquitoes as far up as Northern California now, they thought, as opposed to just maybe Florida and Texas.
But they can travel that far?
Don't their little wings get tired?
Well, let's say...
Wouldn't they die?
Let's say some of them take, like, just go to Florida and have babies, and they die, and then the babies go a little bit farther north farther north.
Oh, okay.
So it's not the same mosquito that goes all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
I was going to say, that's a big flight.
You know?
To West Hollywood.
Takes a room at the London and then infects somebody.
See, I'm with you.
See, we're on the same page.
That's why you guys don't
like
know.
This.
That's why we have Jorge.
That's why you don't know what Zika is.
That's why we infuse brains into our show, right? See?
So never mind. So Zika, and here's my whole thing about viruses. I bet you all these viruses have been dormant or have been in different parts of the world, like in jungles or areas where civilization did not go to.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff in those jungles, right?
And as we are getting into uninhabited areas like the Amazon, right, and the Congo, which is where HIV came from, we're now getting exposed to viruses that would have otherwise just sort of been there minding their own business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So maybe that's where they landed from outer space, Barbara. I don't know.
So how did the HIV virus get out of the Congo? And, like, how did that all happen?
The conga?
Is that what you said?
You said the Congo.
Oh, the Congo.
Yeah, the conga is a dance. Done by my people.
I like
done
to dance.
Done by my people.
Yeah.
You are. Thank God you're pretty. All right. So the conga.
Thank you.
The Congo. Do you know what? No, seriously. They think that, especially in the 50s, when they were starting to build railroads through the Congo. Now, HIV first infected certain monkey species in the Congo. And those were being killed and actually eaten by humans.
Right?
So the bush meat, which is what they call monkey meat, that's how it infected humans. Which is why people are afraid of bird flus, because bird flu right now only infects birds. But what if it mutates and you eat a chicken that has bird flu?
Ooh,
then you can get
it.
It's a dangerous world out
so
there.
So somebody really didn't have sex with the monkey. They ate the monkey meat is what happened.
Well, that is the theory.
That's a theory. Okay.
Well, I mean, they could have had sex with a monkey. Why not? You know, not why not. I'm not that type of person.
No,
I'm
just saying.
But I mean, you know. it could happen.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
How did we get on sex with monkeys? I mean,
I didn't get on sex with monkeys. He got on sex with monkeys.
From outer space.
Well, that's
because I watch way too much Doctor Who.
Well, we were talking about the virus from outer space, and then it went into the Congo,
but, you know,
whatever.
You raise a good point because on the last show, you said, gee, I wonder if you eat a chicken who you've given marijuana to, if you would get stoned.
Yes. The difference is that the virus would get actually into the monkey meat, the tissue.
Right.
And then it can't affect your DNA because that's different than a chicken DNA.
And you know, that brings me to talk about what's in our food, because I've been getting a lot of emails over the last couple of weeks, press releases, about the level of antibiotics in chicken and in poultry and in meat. And now when I go to the store, I see it says antibiotic free. And so is the fact that we've eaten so much meat with antibiotics infused in it, is that making us antibiotic?
It's making you resistant.
Resistant. Exactly.
You know, it's making your system resistant to a lot of bacteria. So what's being grown is the super bacteria, right, that have to be affected by different antibiotics. So the fact that, yes, certain animals are being injected by antibiotics is not a good thing. The fact that certain animals are being injected with hormones to make, like chickens, their breasts bigger.
Right.
All right. That's also making 10-year-old girls' breasts bigger. So a lot of...
Oh, and then they get their period faster, too.
Faster,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I will tell you
that
a
would,
very
like, speed
funny
up the aging
story.
Process,
my,
right?
My
okay,
friend
wait,
Jack.
She's having a menstrual
okay,
story.
Okay, my friend Jack, he ate Kentucky Fried Chicken for like a whole month. And he started to notice that he was getting man boobs.
He got man boobs.
Yeah, from estrogen, yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Why don't they put, like, testosterone? So then I'd eat a lot of chicken.
Yeah, you know that'd be good, right?
Really?
Yeah.
So testosterone won't give you man boobs?
No, it'll give you other things.
Okay.
So that's a good
now,
thing.
Now, what happens as you age? Okay, we're talking about hormones.
Again, she looks at me.
And no, I'm not. I'm just looking at you because you're sitting across from me.
Okay.
She's engaging. See, that's good.
What happens to women's estrogen level decreases as we get older? Does men's testosterone level decrease?
Absolutely.
And what is the dangers of that decrease?
Very good question.
Is it dangerous or is it just...
You know what? It's a natural way of things happening. And at approximately the age of 40 is when a man's testosterone starts to decline. So there are two schools of thought in this. One is that's the way nature intended it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with your low testosterone. But now there's a huge market for increasing testosterone because... It will give you more energy. It'll give you more muscle. A lot of people think it gives you more sexual prowess, which hasn't found to be true.
Does it affect your bones?
It actually prevents or lessens your risk of getting osteoporosis with more testosterone. But the flip side of the coin is that you're not supposed to have testosterone as a man as you get older. So your prostate, which is the male, you know, organ down there under your scrotum – they say that if you take testosterone longer in life, it may predispose you to getting cancer of the prostate because the prostate will stay enlarged.
Oh, so you got to get a prostate check then, right?
Yes.
When you do your physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just think you need to be vigilant. Testosterone is not the end all and be all. So you're not going to become Superman if you get on testosterone supplement.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing studies have shown is that you're going to feel much more energetic.
And then also, doesn't it, as people get older and the women lose their estrogen and the guys lose their testosterone, doesn't that also affect that older people get depressed?
It does.
Yeah, but there's a lot to get depressed about being old.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Other than being old, I have low estrogen.
No, you're right.
No, but
it's like I am about to die.
No, that's the main depressing thing.
Of course. You a happy person to have on the radio?
But that's the truth. That's one of the things certain age, you know, that people start having to come to grips with their mortality.
Yes. Well, nothing is forever, and we're out of time on our podcast.
This segment needs testosterone.
We will see you again very soon as we live out loud.
That's right.